Malico Records is one of the oldest independent record labels in this country. In the 70s, it was known for soul hits.
The big stuff. Who do you think you are?
In the 80s, Malico shifted to a hybrid of blues and soul.
Conscious members only tonight.
And these days, Malico is a powerhouse of gospel music. A new book about Malico comes out today. It's called The Last Soul Company, The Malico Records Story. Here's Ashley Kahn.
In 1967, three white men who fell in love with black music, Tommy Couch, Mitchell Maloof, and Wolf Stevenson, opened a recording studio in their hometown of Jackson, Mississippi.
It's a story that by rights never should have happened. There should be no important record company in Jackson, Mississippi.
Rob Bowman is a music historian known for his definitive accounts of another great Southern soul label, Stax Records. Bowman has now written a history of the Malico label, an independent record company still in business and still owned and operated by its original founders.
It is one of the longest-running independent record label in American music history, longer than Motown, Stax, Atlantic, Chess, all of them. It's also the largest black gospel company in the world, bar none.
At first, the three founders intend to produce and license recordings to other record companies. Here's Malico co-founder Wolf Stevenson.
We started out with soul and blues artists, because that's the kind of music we loved. We knew we had somewhat of a white audience for some of the soul and blues stuff, but found out that not a whole lot of folks were making this kind of record for those black buyers, mostly black women.
Make me feel good inside. Come on and groove me, baby. I need you groove.
The secret to Malico's longevity is the label's willingness to change and adapt. Again, Rob Bowman.
The first 15 years, you could say they're stumbling around, but in the process, they hit a few records like Groove Me by King Floyd, Mr. Big Stuff by Gene Knight. They have one massive hit on their own label, Dorothy Moore's Misty Blue. That saved them from bankruptcy at one point.
Oh, I can't, forget you. My whole world turns misty blue.
Second period takes shape in the early 80s, where they become the home for soul artists who are considered to be past their prime. Disco, funk, and then hip-hop have taken over the black music market. They're anachronisms, they're has-beens.
Soul singer ZZ Hill sparks this soul revival with the best-selling hit Down Home Blues that takes over Southern radio in 1982.
She said your party's jumping and everybody's having a good time. And you know what's going through my mind.
That particular record was so prevalent. I mean, you couldn't turn the radio on without hearing it. It was our rebirth as an independent label.
She said, take off those fast records and let me hear some down home blues.
By the late 80s, Malico began to shift again, this time from good time music to music that carries good news.
In the 70s, when they began the gospel division of Malico, I was able to hear some of the first recordings.
Darryl Luster is Malico's current head of gospel production.
When I recognized that Malico was also doing blues, mixing salt with sugar, I started hearing that same piano that I heard on the gospel recordings. I heard the same drums. I heard the same sound because they were using the exact same engineer, Wolf Stevenson. It was coming out of the same room, and I was like, oh my God.
Lord, remember that. Remember that. I'm trying to gain.
Malico soon signed a number of legendary gospel quartets, like the Soul Stirrers and the Sensational Nightingales. But in 1988, a new project comes their way that establishes the label as a home for the next generation of gospel stars.
The Mississippi Mass Choir, under the direction of Frank Williams, Frank said, I'm going to incorporate quartet with choir, and I'm going to call it Choirtet. And that is the success of the Mississippi Mass Choir.
Malico's focus on black gospel continues to grow through the 90s and into the 21st century. They buy out a number of historic gospel and soul labels to expand their catalog while signing and producing young artists like Christina Bell.
Always mending the broken things inside of me.
Christina Bell is one of Malico's most recent discoveries. Her introduction to the label was a special song she learned growing up.
Is called It's Good to Know Jesus. And to have that from the South being heard on radio, I'm from Shreveport, Louisiana, but that's the Mississippi Mass Choir. It's just like it's right next door. So, you know, it's good to know Jesus. He's the lily of the valley, he's the bright and morning star.
Today, Malico makes most of its money with new gospel releases and music licensing fees from a warehouse full of blues, R&B, and soul recordings. Record companies have always been a bit at odds with themselves, not knowing how best to preserve and honor the history they've helped create while pursuing the next big hit. Malico, the last soul company, has found a way to make that balance work for more than 52 years. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Kahn.